Joining us from Los Angeles is Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, who is likely to be the next chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Welcome to the program, Senator Hatch.
Well, I'm happy to be here with you.
In what way will the work of the Senate Judiciary Committee be altered by virtue of you and the Republicans, as opposed to Senator Leahy of Vermont and the Democrats having the majority on that committee?
Well, hopefully it'll be altered in a way that will be worthwhile for both sides. But certainly one major alteration is that I think President Bush's judges are going to get fair and quick hearings and quick markups in the committee, something that we've been enduring through this last year and a half, 2 years, that has been kind of very unsettling and very upsetting to the White House and to those of us on the committee.
What's a fitting speed for judges? Actually, I gather Senator Leahy, as chair, was running at 10 a month or more there for the past year and a half.
It's easy to do the district court judges because you have both senators from the respective states on board, and generally they've had a pretty significant role in picking those judges. But when you get the Circuit Court of Appeals judges, I don't think the committee's done a very good job at all. In fact, it's been really a battleground and a Donnybrook almost in every case. And I think we've got to get... Look, we still have 7 of the Circuit Court of Appeals judges that were put up better than 18 months ago on May 9th, 2001. So what I would hope to do is to get those judges through as quickly as possible and then try and get our courts filled so that they can do justice around this country.
Speaking of Donnybrooks, would you welcome any rematches? That is, would you want to see either the Pickering or the Owen nomination, things that were really controversial and that didn't get through, be brought back to the Senate once again?
Of course I would. It's up to the president, however, who he renominates. But naturally I would. I think Pickering would have passed overwhelmingly on the floor. I really know that Justice Owen would have passed overwhelmingly on the floor. Priscilla Owen was one of the best witnesses we've ever had, and I felt that her opponents actually picked isolated cases where, you could differ, but she certainly had a right to rule the way she did.
Does that mean that your message to the White House would be, send him back, bring him back?
Well, I think they should bring them back. I mean, if they weren't good people, I wouldn't be asking them to bring them back. And it's up to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that I believe that both of them should have another chance with a more fair committee. I personally believe that when you have a straight partisan vote on the committee, all Democrats against and all Republicans for, or vice versa, that even if that person is voted down, that person ought to have the opportunity on the floor of the Senate to have every senator vote.
In short, you have been chair and you've been ranking minority member on this committee, and you're going to be chair again. What's the difference, essentially, when it really comes down to it? What is different about being chairman as opposed to being the senior Republican minority member?
Well, I've tried to be effective in either position, but being chairman is better because you can set the agenda. You can set the hearing agenda, you can set up the markup agenda, and you can determine what matters are going to be heard by the committee. Now, I intend to be, as I was when I was chairman during the Clinton years, I intend to be fair to the Democrats, and I will make every effort to do that. On the other hand, I don't want to see any more of this party bickering and this partisan screaming and shouting that I've seen during the last couple of years.
Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah and of the Judiciary Committee, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, it's been nice to be with you as well.